For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. The Trump administration says its $50 billion rural health transformation program is the biggest ever investment in rural health care. But KFF health reporter Jasmine Orozco Rodriguez says the program's structure pushes Native American tribes out of the process.
Tribes are not eligible to directly apply for the funding themselves. They are really relying on their state agencies.
There are more than 7 million Native Americans and Alaska Natives, and nearly 600 recognized tribes. Orozco Rodriguez says those communities have some of rural America's greatest health needs, but vary enormously.
How this will look for tribes in Washington, it will look very differently for tribes in Texas, for example.
Some states have included initiatives such as workforce development, better technology, and traditional healing in their funding applications to improve tribal health outcomes.
This funding and their ability to their needs and listen to could be a really pivotal investment into tribal communities.
This winter, the cost of keeping warm is a growing burden for rural Americans. Julia Tilton reports.
Utilities are costing more, and researchers have found that 80 million Americans struggle to pay their energy bills. It's often worse for rural customers who have trouble using programs like the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, LIHEAP. Katrina Metzler is with the National Energy and Utility Affordability Coalition.
If they're having trouble affording their utility bill, can they also afford gasoline and drive however many miles it might be to reach the office where assistance is available and complete the application?
In rural eastern Kentucky, Adam Hall saw his monthly gas bill balloon $220 in 5 years. Hall gets LIHEAP through a local community group, but Hall says many renters can't qualify.
Their utility bill's not in their name, so they can't apply for it.
I'm Julia Tilton.
In Missouri, archivists are documenting rural queer history at what they say is an especially critical time. Stephen Lewis Brawley founded the St. Louis LGBT History Project nearly a decade ago and compiles collections from queer Missourians.
Making sure those stories are out there and ensuring that history is being preserved and promoted and protected, it's a real strategic form of activism.
With continuing attacks on LGBTQ plus rights under the Trump administration, Brawley says history can be a mentor for the future.
Younger folks know what the elders went through. It's kind of like we've been here before. We're not saying it's pretty, but this isn't our first rodeo. We have to document everything happening now in real time.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Nadia Ramlagan. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.